因为刚才诗班唱那首诗歌 跟今天的经文、是有密切的关系。
The song that they sang in today's scripture is closely related.
也就在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十六节到第二十二节。
And that is 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 22.
让我打开圣经，帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十六节到第二十二节。
Please open your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 22.
帖撒罗尼迦第五章第十六节，要常常喜乐，不住地祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。不要消灭圣灵的感动，不要藐视先知的讲论，但要凡事忏念善美的，要持守各样的恶事，要境界不做。
1 Thessalonians 5 verse 16. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit, do not despise prophetic utterances, but examine everything carefully, hold fast to that which is good, abstain from every form of evil.
所以你看到荧幕上今天的题目是应有的态度。
And you can see today's topic is attitudes to have.
然后有一位牧师 Chuck Swindoll 说，
There's a pastor Chuck Swindoll who said,
他说我年纪越大，
He said the longer I live,
越觉得一个人的态度对他的生命所带来的影响，
The more I realize the impact a person's attitude has on their life.
那么态度对于我来说，
To me, attitude
比任何的东西更重要，
is more important than anything else.
它比过去
more important than the past.
比学历
than education.
比金钱
than money.
比处境
than circumstances.
比失败或者比成功
than failure or success.
然后比别人的想法或做法更加的重要
than what other people think or do, it's more important.
它能够建立或者摧毁一家公司或者一个机构或者教会或者家庭。
It can make or break a company or a family or a home.
值得我们注意的。
What's worth paying attention to?
就是每一个人在每一天可以选择他所想要的态度。
Is that every person every day can choose the attitude that he has?
我们不能够改变过去所发生的事情。
We can't change what happened in the past.
只有一件事情我们可以做的。
There's only one thing we can do.
就是选择我们当有的态度。
And that is to choose the attitude that we will have.
那么 Chuck Swindoll 继续地说。
Chuck Swindoll continued.
那么态度能够使到我往前走或者往后退。
My attitude can cause me to go forward or go backwards.
我态度能够点燃我心里那个火热。
My attitude can ignite the fire in my heart.
同时也能够消灭我心中那个期望。
Or it can extinguish the hope.
当我存有这个正确的态度的时候，
When I have the right attitude,
没有任何的拦阻是太高的。
There's no obstacle too tall.
没有山谷是太深的。
No valley that's too deep.
没有梦想是极度的。
There's no dream that's too extreme.
没有挑战是太大的。
And no challenge that's too big.
那么今天早上我们所看的经文是保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书结束之前给教会的信徒的劝勉。
Today's passage is from the end of 1 Thessalonians. It's the encouragement Paul gave to the believers there.
然后保罗在这里教导信徒应当有一个正确的态度。
Here Paul teaches the believers that they the attitudes they ought to have.
所以存有一个正确的态度对一个基督徒来说是非常的重要的。
For Christians, having the right attitude is very important.
而保罗从今天的经文里面提到基督徒在生活里面当有的三个态度。
Here Paul mentions three attitudes that Christians should have in life.
然后第一个态度就是对这个生活的态度。
The first attitude is that toward life.
然后第二个态度是对圣灵的态度。
The second is attitude toward the Holy Spirit.
然后第三个态度是对真理的态度。
The third is attitude toward the truth.
那么首先让我们来看第一个态度。
Let's look at the first attitude.
也就是生活里面的一个态度。
And that's our attitude toward life.
在我们的生活里面，保罗说，我们应当存有一个正确的态度。
Paul says that we have to have the proper attitude toward life.
也就是在五章第十六节到第十八节所说。
As he says in chapter 5, verses 16 to 18.
他说要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
He says, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
那么这两节经文说明我们在我们的日常生活里面要常常的喜乐。
These two verses explain that in our daily lives we have to rejoice always.
要不住的祷告。
And pray without ceasing.
而不单如此在任何的环境里面。
And not only that, in any circumstance,
无论是好的环境或者坏的环境，都要感恩。
No matter whether it's good or bad, we always have to be thankful.
当我们存有这种态度的时候，我们应当有这些态度，是因为神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
When we have this type of attitude, it's the attitude that we should have because it's God's will for us in Jesus Christ.
那么圣经说，我们应当常常喜乐。
The Bible says to rejoice always.
无论在好的环境或者不好的环境，应当喜乐。
No matter whether it's a bad situation or a good one, we should rejoice.
那么可能你心里在想，这是不可能的事情。
You might be thinking this is impossible.
当遇到困难的时候，怎么可以喜乐呢？
When you run into difficulties, how can you be joyful?
那么喜乐跟快乐是不一样的。
Joy and happiness are different.
因为喜乐不受到这个环境的影响。
Because joy is not influenced by the circumstances.
那么喜乐是从神而来的。
Joy comes from God.
一个有永恒盼望的人应当有这个喜乐。
A person who has eternal hope should have this joy.
所以在腓立比书第四章第四节，保罗这么说。
In Philippians 4:4, Paul says,
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice.
因为保罗讲这句话的时候，他是身在监牢里面。
When Paul wrote these words, he was in jail.
他是因为福音的缘故被关在监牢里面。
He had been in prison because of the gospel.
保罗能够在这种处境里面能够喜乐，是因为他靠主喜乐。
That Paul could rejoice in this kind of situation is because he trusted in the Lord.
一个没有信耶稣的人不可能有这个喜乐。
An unsaved person can't have this type of joy.
我同样的，一个不信靠神的人不可能有这个喜乐。
In the same way, a person who doesn't trust in God can't have this type of joy.
因为喜乐是从神而来的。
Because this joy is from God.
只有信靠神的人才能够有这个喜乐。
Only those who trust in the Lord can have this joy.
那么这个快乐受到这个环境的影响。
Happiness is influenced by circumstances.
但是喜乐却不受环境的影响。
But joy is not influenced by circumstance.
就如保罗在哥林多后书第六章第十节这么说。
As Paul said in 2 Corinthians 6:10.
似乎忧愁却是常常快乐的。
As sorrowful yet always rejoicing.
我要稍微讲一下这个中文圣经翻译错了。
Oh, I wanted to talk about the Chinese is got a
啊，不应当是快乐，应当是喜乐。
They shouldn't have written happiness. They should have written joy.
因为在原文是喜乐，所以不要搞错。
In the original language, it's joy, so don't be confused.
所以保罗虽然 在事工上遇到不少的困难和危险的事情，他感到很忧伤。
Paul was worried about all the difficulties and dangers that he encountered in his ministry.
但是他知道神会在他的事工上成就他的旨意。
But he knew God would accomplish his will in his ministry.
那么因此保罗感到喜乐。
And so Paul could rejoice.
我们不但要常常喜乐。
Not only should we always rejoice.
第二点就是要不住的祷告。
The second point is to pray without ceasing.
因为常常喜乐跟不住祷告是有密切的关系。
Because rejoice always and pray without ceasing are closely related.
一个经常祷告的人是一个有喜乐的人。
A person who prays often is a person with joy.
因为一个祷告的人是信靠神的人。
Because a person who prays is one who trusts in the Lord.
只有那个信靠神的人才能够心里充满这个喜乐。
Only those who trust in the Lord can have hearts full of joy.
因为祷告对一个基督徒来说是非常重要的。
Because prayer is very important to a Christian.
那么祷告就好像一个人每一天在呼吸一样。
Prayer is like breathing every day.
那么使到他能够有这个生命。
It gives a person life.
那么祷告能够使到我们的灵魂苏醒。
Prayer can refresh our souls.
那么走在神的旨意当中。
And cause us to walk in the paths of righteousness.
那么祷告能够使我们的灵跟神的灵相通。
Prayer connects our souls with God.
以致我们能够明白神的旨意。
So we can understand God's will.
使我们行在神的旨意当中。
And so we can walk in His will.
所以不住的祷告应当是基督徒当有的态度。
Prayer without ceasing is the attitude a Christian ought to have.
我们一个祷告的人，他是随时随地都会祷告。
A praying person is one who can pray at any place, any time.
无论他躺坐或者站坐。
No matter whether he's lying down or standing,
那么走路或者在开车的时候，
whether he's walking or driving,
都能够随时的祷告。
He can pray anytime.
那么当然在开车的时候，我们不可以把眼睛关上来祷告。
Of course, if you're praying while driving, don't close your eyes.
那么当他看到周围所发生的事情，
when he sees what's happening around him,
那么当他知道弟兄姐妹有需要的时候，
When he finds out that there's needs of the brothers and sisters,
那么很自然的他就向神祷告。
Then he will naturally bring these to God in prayer.
所以我鼓励你每一天利用一段时间来祷告。
So I encourage you to use a little bit of time every day to pray.
然后培养这个不住祷告那种态度。
And cultivate this attitude of prayer without ceasing.
所以保罗在这边说，不只要常常的喜乐。
Paul here says, not only do we need to rejoice always,
不住的祷告,
and pray without ceasing.
第三，我们应当凡事要谢恩。
Third, we should give thanks in everything.
所以这三个态度是有密切关系的。
These three attitudes are all closely related.
一个不住祷告的人是一个有喜乐的人。
A person who prays continually is a person with joy.
因着他是一个有喜乐的人，他是一个感恩的人。
And because he's a joyful person, he's a thankful person.
一个不会感恩的人是经常埋怨的人。
A person who's ungrateful is always complaining.
那么这种人不会有喜乐。
This type of person can't be joyful.
有个人叫做 Dr. Dale Robbins 说，
There is a man named Dr. Dale Robbins who said,
他说我以前以为人埋怨是因为他们有很多问题。
I used to think that people complain because they had a lot of problems.
那么但是后来我发现到他们有很多问题，因为他们埋怨。
But later I found out that they have a lot of problems because they complain.
埋怨不能够改变过去所发生的事情。
Complaining can't change what happened in the past.
埋怨只能够增加挫折。
Complaining only increases frustration.
不满不和。
Discontent, discord.
被魔鬼在我们的生命里面留地步。
And it allows the devil to gain a foothold in our lives.
所以一个发言人能够使到一个人感到很痛苦。
So complaining causes a person to suffer.
所以保罗在腓立比书第二章第十四节、第十五节这么说。
So Paul in Philippians 2:14-15 says,
他说凡所行的都不要发言人起争论。 使你们无可指责，诚实无为，在这弯曲薄妙的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世态中，好像明光照耀。
Do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God above reproach, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world.
所以发言员能够使到我们对人失去这个见证。
Complaining causes us to lose our witness to others.
只有一个感恩的人好，就好像这个明亮的灯一样。
Only a joyful person, a grateful person is one who appears like a light.
那么照耀在这个黑暗的地方。
Illuminating this, the dark places.
那么使到人能够在我们身上看到主耶稣。
And causing those around us to see Jesus.
所以我在念大学的时候参加这个大学团契。
When I was in college, I attended a campus fellowship.
那么团契里面有一位姐妹。
There was a sister in this fellowship.
这位姐妹生下来身体是就残障。
She was born with a handicap.
然后说她必须坐在这个轮椅上。
She had to use a wheelchair.
出路很不方便。
It was hard to get around.
那么虽然如此，我从来没有听过她发怨言。
Even so, I never heard this sister complain.
她的脸上经常都是充满笑容的。
Her face was always full of joy.
然后见到他的时候，使人感到他心里面充满这个喜乐。
And when people saw her, they could see that her heart was full of joy.
所以他的态度带来给我很大的鼓励。
Her attitude gave me a lot of encouragement.
所以每次我想到他的时候
，Every time I think of her,
我心里面得到很大的勉励。
I always receive a lot of encouragement.
所以这里讲到凡事谢恩，就是指在任何的情况下。都要谢恩。
So here we're talking about in everything give thanks means in any situation.
无论是吃喝或者在平顺不平顺的情况里面都能够感恩。
No matter whether we're eating and drinking or our lives are smooth or difficult, we should always be thankful.
一位圣经学者 Ray Stedman 他写了一本书。
There was a Bible scholar named Ray Stedman who wrote a book.
这个书名是 Folk Psalm of Faith.
The book was called Folk Psalms of Faith.
我们在书里面他谈到一个人叫做 H.A. Ironside.
In the book he talks about a man named H.A. Ironside.
那么有一天 H.A. Ironside 他在餐馆里面用餐。
One day this H.A. Ironside was in a restaurant eating lunch.
那么当时餐馆里面有不少的人。
At that time, the restaurant was pretty busy.
然后他买了食物就坐下来。
He bought his food and he sat down.
然后正好坐下来的时候，有一位男人就上前来问是否可以跟他坐在一起用餐。
Right after he ate, there was a man who came up and asked if he could sit with him and eat.
所以 Ironside 就邀请他坐下来。
Mr. Ironside invited him to sit down.
然后就低头祷告，为食物感恩。
And then Mr. Ironside bowed his head and started to pray.
当他祷告完的时候，他打开眼睛。
When he finished praying, he opened his eyes.
那个男人就问他说。
And that man asked him.
你是否有头痛
？Do you have a headache?
Ironside 说不是。
Mr. Ironside said no.
那位男人再问他。
And that man asked again.
那么是否是食物不好吃
？Is it that the food is bad?
Ironside 就回答他说。不是，我只是感谢神。
And Ironside answered him, "No, I'm just thanking God."
因为我吃东西之前经常都做的。
This is my habit, what I do before I eat.
那个男人就说。
And so that man said.
哦，原来你是其中的一个。
Oh, so you're one of those.
至于我不需要感恩的。
Me, I don't need to be thankful.
我赚取我的钱来买这些东西。
I earn my own money to buy this food.
所以我吃的时候，我不需要感谢任何人。
When I eat, I don't need to thank anybody.
我就直接的吃。
I just go ahead and eat.
那么安塞就说。
And Mr. Ironside said to him.
你好像我家的狗，他也是这样做的。
He said, "You're just like my dog. He does the same thing."
那么所以，我们应当有这些态度。
So we should have these attitudes.
就是保罗说要常常的喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
As Paul said, rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
我们应当有的态度第二点。
The second attitude that we should have
就是对圣灵的态度。
Is our attitude toward the Holy Spirit.
所以保罗在第五章第十九节说，不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, do not quench the Spirit.
什么是不要消灭圣灵的感动呢？
What does do not quench the Spirit mean?
因为圣经说，当一个人悔改相信耶稣的时候，圣灵内住在他的心里面。
The Bible says that when a person repents and believes in Jesus, the Spirit comes to live within him.
圣灵好像一小柱的火燃烧在一个刚信耶稣的人。
The Spirit is like a small fire kindled in the heart of a new believer.
如果要保持这个火继续的燃烧，
If we want to keep this flame burning,
那么信徒必须要跟圣灵合作。
Then the believer needs to work together with the Spirit.
那必须要经常读经的祷告。
He must often read the Bible and pray.
他必须要过一个敬虔和圣洁的生活。
And live a holy and godly life.
那么在早期的时候，在乡下啊，烧饭都是用木材的。
In the past, people cooked food by burning fire, burning wood.
把这些木材点燃起来不是很容易的事情。
It's not an easy thing to get the wood to catch fire.
我的母亲很有经验。
My mother was very good at this.
很快就把这个火点燃起来。
And she could quickly get the flame burning.
直到这个木材在燃烧。
And get the wood to catch fire.
我记得小的时候很喜欢玩火。
I remember when I was young, I liked to play with the fire.
那么去移动这些被正在燃烧的木材。
And I would go move the wood that had caught fire.
而使到这个火熄了。
Which caused the fire to go out.
然后来就被挨骂。
And I got yelled at for it.
那么同样的，圣灵的火也会被消灭掉。
In the same way, the fire of the Spirit can be extinguished.
换句话说，我们可以禁止圣灵在我们生命里做工。
In other words, we can prevent the Spirit from working in our lives.
当我们活在这个罪中的时候，
When we live in sin.
当我们不顺服神的时候，
When we don't obey God.
我们圣灵的火就被消灭掉。
The fire of the Spirit will be quenched.
使到我们失去神的大能。
And we'll lose God's power in our lives.
当我们消灭这个圣灵的火的时候，圣经也说会使到圣灵感到担忧。
When we quench the Spirit, the Bible also says the Spirit will be grieved.
那么什么事情会使到圣灵感到担忧或者不担忧？
What causes the Spirit to be grieved?
让我们看以弗所书第四章第三十节到第三十一节。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4 verses 30 to 31.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，因为你们原是受了他的应许，等候得赎的日子来到。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤、一切的恶毒都当从你们中间除掉。
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has forgiven you.
那么使到圣灵担忧的事情是三十一节。
What grieves the Spirit is what's listed in verse 31.
一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤、一切的恶毒都当从你们中间除掉。
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you along with all malice.
所以心里面充满这个苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤和恶毒，会使到圣灵感到担忧，而把圣灵的火消灭掉。
A heart full of bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, slander, and malice grieves the Spirit and quenches the Spirit.
所以当基督徒心里面存有这个恼恨、愤怒、嚷嚷、毁谤和恶毒的时候，
If a Christian has this bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, slander, and malice in his heart,
那么圣灵的火在他心中就被消灭掉。
Then the Spirit will be quenched in his heart.
那么当教会起了纷争的时候，
When there are disputes in the church,
那么弟兄姐妹互相毁谤的时候，
When brothers and sisters slander each other,
那么心中存有这个苦毒、这个愤怒还有恼怒的时候，
And when hearts are full of bitterness, wrath, and anger,
那么圣灵必会离开教会，
Then the Spirit will leave the church.
那么相对的，不令圣灵担忧的事情是32节所说的。
On the other hand, what does not grieve the Spirit are the things listed in verse 32.
并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督耶稣里饶恕你们一样。
Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
所以当这些事情出现在教会的时候，圣灵就不会担忧。
So when these things happen in the church, the Spirit is not grieved.
圣灵的火就会在教会里面燃烧起来。
And the fire of the Spirit will be kindled.
为什么教会有些教会这么复兴？
Why do some churches experience revival?
为什么神的名在一些教会被高举起来？
And why is God's name lifted up in some churches?
原因就是因为圣灵的火没有被消灭掉，在那边燃烧。
The reason is because in that church, the Spirit has not been quenched, but rather has been kindled.
那么一个得胜的基督徒的生命，
A victorious Christian life.
或是教会的复兴，
Or a church in revival.
不是靠人的能力，
Does not depend on the abilities of men.
也不是靠人的才能，
And doesn't depend on the talents of men.
也不是靠人的势力。
Or the power of men.
而是靠神的圣灵的大能。
But comes through the power of the Spirit of God.
因为在旧约圣经撒迦利亚第四章第六节这么说。
As it says in the Old Testament, Zechariah 4:6.
他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的。万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵。
Then he said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
所以在我们的生命里面，我们是否存有一个正确的态度？
So in our lives, do we have the right attitudes?
让这个圣灵的火在我们的心中燃烧起来。
That will allow the Spirit, the fire of the Spirit, to be kindled in our hearts.
所以当我们被圣灵感动的时候，不要消灭圣灵的火。
When we feel the movement of the Spirit in our lives, do not quench the Spirit.
我们当有的态度，第一就是对生活里面的态度。
So the attitudes we ought to have first is attitude toward life.
就是要常常起乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
And that is, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks.
那么第二就是对这个圣灵的态度。
The second is attitude toward the Spirit.
不要消灭这个圣灵的感动。
Do not quench the Spirit.
那么最后就是对这个真理的态度。
Lastly, our attitude toward the truth.
在五章第二十节到第二十二节，保罗这么说。
In 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 20 to 22, Paul says,
不要藐视先知的讲论，但要凡事察念，善美的要持守，各样的恶事要禁戒不做。
Do not despise prophetic utterances, but examine everything carefully. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil.
所以你对这个神的真理是否存有一个敬畏的态度？
Do you have a reverent attitude toward God's truth?
所以第二十节说，不要藐视先知的讲论。
Verse 20 says, do not despise prophetic utterances.
那么先知的讲论是当时教会的经典。
The prophetic utterances are the scriptures of that time.
也就是旧约圣经。
And that is the Old Testament.
我们今天的经典就是这本圣经，新约跟旧约。
Our scriptures today are this Bible, the New Testament and the Old.
所以不要藐视先知的讲论，可以说 不要藐视这本圣经。
So do not despise prophetic utterances can mean don't despise the Bible.
然后藐视是轻看的意思。
Despise means to look down on.
不看重神的话语。
Or to not care about God's word.
所以你对这本圣经的态度是怎么样的？
So what is your attitude toward the Bible?
你是否相信这本圣经是神的话语？
Do you believe that the Bible is God's word?
是没有错误的。
And that it doesn't have any errors?
你是否每一天有用时间来读这本圣经？
Do you use some time every day to read the Bible?
我们对这本圣经认真或不认真表现出我们对这个真理的态度。
Whether or not we're serious about the Bible shows our attitude toward the truth.
认真不认真的态度将会影响到我们对神的信心和我们每一天生活里面的行为。
Whether we're serious or not will affect our faith in God and our actions every day.
然后同时也会影响到我们这个辨别是非的能力。
And it will also affect our ability to tell right from wrong.
那些是对的，哪些是不对的？
What's right, what's wrong?
哪些是善美的事，或者哪些是邪恶的事？
What things are virtuous and which are evil?
一个对这个真理拥有一个正确态度的人。
A person with the right attitude toward the truth.
能够以真理来判断事情。
Can use the truth to judge things.
那么对于这些邪恶的事情，他决定不去做。
And toward evil things, he persists in not doing them.
那么他只做这个善美的事情。
And he only does what's right and good.
所以你对这本圣经的态度是怎么样的？
So what is your attitude toward the Bible?
然后你是否愿意把神的话语藏在自己的心里面？
Are you willing to hide God's word in your heart?
并且把它行出来。
And act upon it.
如果有的话，神将会祝福你。
If you're willing to do this, God will definitely bless you.
所以在这个美国的沙漠里面，我们可以看到两种飞鸟。
In the American desert, you can see two types of birds.
一个是土鹫。
One is a vulture.
另外一个是 hummingbird。
The other is the hummingbird.
我不知道 hummingbird 中文叫什么。
I don't know how to say hummingbird in Chinese.
我找字典找不到。
I couldn't find it in the dictionary.
所以当这个土鹫它在空中飞翔的时候
，When the vulture is circling overhead.
它所看到在地上都是已经死去的东西。
What he sees on the ground is things that are already dead.
身体已经腐烂的东西。
Things that have started to decay.
这是他所专注的。
This is what it pays attention to.
而且这个是它主要的食物。
And this is its main food.
但是 hummingbird 却不理会这些死去的东西。
But hummingbirds don't pay attention to dead things.
它所专注在沙漠上是长得又香又漂亮那些花朵。
What they focus on is the beautiful, fragrant flowers that grow in the desert.
然后土鹫的食物是那些死去、过时而且很陈旧的东西。
The food of the vulture is that's dead and decayed and gone.
但是 hummingbird 它的食物是新鲜的。
The hummingbird's food is fresh.
而且是充满这个生命的。
And full of life.
那同样的，基督徒不是土鹫。
In the same way, Christians are not vultures.
它是 hummingbird.
We are hummingbirds.
是一个新造的人。
A new creation.
因为他已经有了这个丰盛的生命。
Because a Christian already has an abundant life.
有了这个永恒的盼望。
An eternal hope.
因此他的生命必须要反映出有一个正确的态度。
And so he should have the right attitudes in his life.
所以根据今天的经文，我们应当有的态度。
So according to today's passage, these are the attitudes we should have.
第一就是对生活里面的态度。
First is our attitude toward life.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks.
记得这个是我们第一个态度。
Remember, this is our first attitude.
那么第二个态度就是对圣灵的态度。
The second attitude is toward the Holy Spirit.
不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Do not quench the Spirit.
把一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤和恶毒把它除掉。
Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away with, from you along with all malice.
而以这个恩慈相待、存怜悯的心彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里面饶恕我们一样。
Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ forgave you.
那么第三个态度就是对真理的态度。
And the third attitude is toward the truth.
也就是对神的话语持守做一个敬畏的心。
And that is maintaining an attitude of reverence toward God's word.
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts before the Lord and think upon today's message.
让我们在神的面前审查我们自己的态度。
Let's come before the Lord and examine our attitudes.
我们的态度是怎么样的？
What is our attitude like?
我们对生活的态度是怎么样的？
What is our attitude toward life?
我们对圣灵的态度又是怎么样的？
And what is our attitude toward the Holy Spirit?
我们对真理的态度是怎么样的？
And what is our attitude toward the truth?
让神的话语光照我们的心。
May God's word illuminate our hearts.
改变我们的态度。
And change our attitudes.
让我们的态度好像圣经所说的。
That our attitude can be as the Bible said.
常常的喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩。
Rejoicing always, praying without ceasing, and giving thanks in everything.
不要消灭圣灵的态，这个圣灵的感动。
And not quenching the Spirit's movement in our lives.
让我们除去心中那些恼恨、那些愤怒、那些毁谤。
And take away all the slander and wrath and anger in our hearts.
让我们彼此相待。
That we can care for one another.
让我们有一个饶恕的心。
And that we can have a loving heart.
好像神在基督耶稣里饶恕我们一样。
And forgiving heart, just as Jesus forgave, God forgave us in Jesus Christ.
也让我们的态，对这个真理的态度是正确的。
And that we may have the right attitude toward the truth.
让我们对神的话语存有这个敬畏的心。
That we may have a reverent attitude toward God's word.
让我们每一天用时间来读神的话语。
That we will use time every day to read God's word.
而且把它应用在我们的生活里面。
And apply it in our lives.
父神，求你帮助我们。
Lord, we ask you to help us.
求你增加我们的信心。
Strengthen our faith.
加添给我们力量。
Give us, more strength.
能够在我们的生命里面有这个正确的态度。
That we can have the right attitudes in life.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.